Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's in Your Head podcast.
Digitized live from
your company name here.
Your studios in Cape Coral, Florida. It's the What's in Your Head podcast.
I'm just tightening glasses. You can start if you want to.
What's up? What's up? OG5. Welcome to another episode of the What's in Your Head podcast. While Mike just diddles his dangler there, tighten up his glasses. My son's glasses. Mike don't wear glasses. He's just blind. And Morgan wears glasses. I wear glasses. And Mike doesn't wear glasses because he's blind. Welcome to the Three Old Blind Men podcast, a podcast you probably never heard about because even last week's episode, I cannot pay to promote. YouTube said no. It was too much political stuff. I'm like, what? There's no political stuff in there. So, yes, we tried. We tried to boost last episode's show, and we got shut down. Actually, yeah, said there was too much politics or too much political campaigning or some crap. It's like, they're clearly just making shit up at this point.
They're just reaching.
Why don't they love us, Don?
Because we've been shadow banned. You know, I've actually been actively trying to get some people who've been canceled on here. And one of them is Morgan Moose Wright from American Ninja Warrior. I'm waiting for his court case to complete.
Why did he get canceled?
Morgan versus Lee County School District. Because he was one of the teachers who got fired for posting his own personal beliefs on his own personal page about the Charlie Kirk murders. And let's just say it wasn't pro-Charlie. But because we're the type of people we are here on this podcast, we don't mind having a conversation with somebody because, to me, that conversation is not about his opinion on Charlie Kirk or his dislike for him, but losing your job and your career over a social media post.
Right.
And then another gentleman who has been on What's the Scuttlebutt, he actually produced, directed, wrote Walking Point. He was a CEO for a healthcare company, insurance company, but refused to get the jab during COVID. And well, so much money was made to be had or was had to be made by insurance companies and pharmaceuticals that they needed everybody to be on board. So he got his walking papers and he said, once he gets a new job, because his court case was dismissed on, you know, unfavorable to him. So he's trying to get a job, so he can't actively come on a podcast talking about getting canceled while actively looking for a job. But once he finds one, he'll say he comes on. And so, you know, I figure it'd be interesting to get different opinions from different people, regardless of if their opinions align with ours or not, to talk about not only getting canceled, but the long-term effects of it, right? I mean, COVID was 5.5 years now.
Isn't that wild how far away that's been now?
Carrie was watching that train video. So if you guys, when I was out in Texas, I went to Jeff's dad's house and he had a train set. I wish I would have filmed more, but anyhow, I shot six little clips. I turned it into like a 7-minute little presentation on YouTube. But Carrie was watching that and apparently I need a new person to run things by because I had her sit here and watch it before I posted it. To say, hey, is there anything I need to change? Oh, that's fine. And then after she watched on TV, she's like, wow, when you said you spent 20 years on it, I was thinking 1997, not 2006. I said, yeah, right? 20 years has been 2006. It's been 6 years since COVID. And it's just 6 years since the world's governments dropped the ball and let everybody know that they've been lying to us for all these years. And so since we're on the topic, and this show is not going to be able to get promoted anyhow either, when are they going to come out and admit that Netanyahu's dead?
That what?
You guys clearly don't on the same algorithm I am.
You're talking about the guy from
Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, so I saw.
I thought you were talking about the webpage.
No. Oh, Yahoo? No, Yahoo's still around. They're going strong. People still pay.
Yeah, he's talking about Netflix and Yahoo.
Yahoo! No, so the Scuttlebutt came out a few days ago that since, you know, that they confirmed that there was a building that the Israel high command was in that got hit by a bomb. And they've been claiming that Netanyahu's healthier and sound as a pound. And they've released three videos, and all of them were like, One, he's got six fingers on that video. That's a little sketchy. And they're all just blatant AI videos, right? And so then they put out a video of him at a coffee shop saying, look, I'm not AI. Look, I only have five fingers.
Nechaim, רוצה של המסר לאנשים שיוצאים ומתעבררים? לצאת להתעברר, אבל ליד מרחב מוגן. והעמידה שלכם היא מדהימה, נותנת כוח לי, לממשלה.
The swirl in his coffee as he's walking around, which is to the top, doesn't spill over. The little design doesn't blend in, and he puts his hand in his jacket pocket and just kind of conforms. And then the creme de la creme, our lovely American ambassador to Israel, who ran for president here, Mike Huckabee, who's a diehard Israel supporter. Him and Tucker's been fighting on Tucker's podcast. They have a new video of him and Netanyahu walking down the hallway, and he's like, yeah, Trump wanted me to show the world that you're fine.
And asked me to come. I want you to know the president asked me to come and make sure you were okay.
We shake hands with five fingers in each hand, you know. But I have to tell you, I'm alive, but I have this card.
Oh.
And, yeah, don't read it. So it's a punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Netanyahu's hair looks like it's made out of fucking fiber optic. It's like bright, and you can just tell. And you just look at it. It's like, if these are true, if these are real videos, why are you guys putting like 15 Instagram filters on them? Because if they are in fact real and not AI, you have so many Instagram filters on them, they look AI. I mean, Netanyahu's hair like is glowing like it's made out of fucking fiber optic. It's just, they all look weird. And I mean, and I'm telling you, every one of those are fucking AI. It's like, just come out a minute. The guy's dead. I mean, it's word war.
Is that what you think?
Do I think he's dead? Yeah.
Why do you think they won't tell us that?
Maybe they're...
Do you think it's...
Hold on. Let me put on my tinfoil hat.
I was going to say, can we pull out our tinfoil hats for a second here?
Yeah. Because if he's dead, all the people that he has dirt on, it's been controlling, including half our politicians, would move on with their lives and not do everything that Israel wants us to do. And so it's just weird. It's like,
well, since we're not going to promote this anyway.
I mean, we'll try, but we're going to shut it down. Yeah, we'll try every time, because if we don't try, we don't have.
No, we're not, boys.
If we don't try, we don't have the evidence that says they won't let us pay to promote our show.
I mean, we're pretty much all anti-government.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the government,
that's our birthright,
should build roads.
Is Gen X.
Come and take it.
I don't know. It's just you start paying attention and you start looking around like, I had a thought on the way home, and Morgan, you're an ex-Floridian, but you're actually still registered down here. Are you guys aware of the citrus drying disease?
The citrus greening, yeah.
Yeah, the citrus greening. Mike, now that I'm asking you, when's the last time you drove through LaBelle or Alva and actually seen an orange tree with oranges blooming on it? 2006?
Probably. Maybe.
I used to do a lot of work out there in 2008. I had clients who owned citrus orchards. They're all gone. Citrus is down 88% in the last 20 years in Florida. California is the new orange growing king. Because the citrus drying disease decimated between that and hurricanes, completely decimated our citrus industry. So I raised the question on a TikTok today, when do we remove the oranges from our license plate?
I don't know. I mean, Florida license plate's been like that since what? 1978 or something?
Yeah, because we used to be growing capital of the country, but now California.
Didn't it have one orange on it originally?
And now it looks like a ball sack.
It's a little orange ball sack sitting there in the middle of the plate. Yeah.
And so I proposed maybe we replace it with a two-story single-family home that represents the houses that are sitting on all the old citrus places.
the city of Cape Coral.
But then as I was driving through construction and my camera's shaking, I said, how about this? Why don't we replace it with two orange road barrels to represent all the construction and maintain the color and similar shape?
Yeah.
So a few years ago, I went to Claremont to go camping, and they have the Hall of Presidents and the Citrus Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, great roadside attractions, you know, Route 66 style 50s and 60s kind of thing. So the Citrus Tower was built as a, I don't know, Chamber of Commerce kind of thing, where it's like, hey, come look at what Florida's all about. So at the bottom of this thing is a coffee shop. So I go there one Saturday morning while I'm camping, and I'm like, hey, this is great. Can I go upstairs? And they're like, sure, for, you know, $4.95 or whatever, you can ride the elevator up and drink your coffee up there. So I go sit up there by myself, and I'm reading all of the placards that are all around this thing. And as far as the eye could see, back in the 50s, it was all orange groves. You look around now, all you can see is development. And it's really kind of sad that, you know, it's, you know, and they had old pictures of, you know, the citrus groves and everything. And it's, I mean, you know, Florida now is about tourism and retirees.
Maybe we should just put the Epcot Center ball and mill our damn license plate. Well, I
either
can't remember
that, or they ought to maybe what they ought to put is like the little soapy poof thing that all the people in the villages put on their golf carts.
Fun fact, you know what a loofah is?
A body scrubber.
Sea sponge thing.
Close. Google it, Morgan. I was out in Texas.
Well, an actual loofah, yeah, it's like a gourd. It's a fruit, yeah, like a gourd or something like that.
When I was out in Texas.
When they dry
Jeff's
out.
House, his wife grows loofahs, cuts them, bleaches them out, and hand me a bag. They look just like the loofahs that your wife has, but they're real.
Real loofah. So, I have a loofah on a stick, and it's actually just like that gourd thing that they dried out. And yeah, that's
what so a loofah is a vining plant in the cucumber family, known for its dual use as an edible vegetable when young and a natural sponge when mature.
So, yeah, we just call the, and it's so funny because I just bought a loofah because then Sariana used our shower the other day because sadly Sammy, who my African gray passed away yesterday. I didn't tell you guys.
Sammy had an
accident. I found her in the bottom of a cage for like the last week. She'd been chilling in the bathtub with towels and she was eating and feeding herself, but every once in a while having seizures. And long story, she passed away. But Sariana came home to visit because she'd been staying at her boyfriend's house. And I said, hey, if you're going to take a shower, you got to use ours because Sammy's in your bathtub. So she goes and uses her shower. The very next day, damn it. What's that? Loofah's in the backyard. If you leave the glass sliding door, the beagle runs in there and grabs the loofah, takes out in the backyard and tears it apart. Dariana didn't shut the glass shower. Every time I buy a loofah, if you don't shut the glass shower door, the beagle goes in there and takes outside and just tears it apart and runs around with it.
Way.
There's a big old pile of brand new purple loofah in the backyard.
Oh my God.
That's did you guys funny. See the gas prices today?
Holy fuck.
What are they?
$3.99.
They're not at four yet, but $3.90 and then what, $6.35 for diesel?
Fuck off. I saw it was five something.
Okay, five something. Well, racetrack's a little more expensive. So yeah, I think racetrack cranked it up a little bit.
It was $3.65 for unleaded and
lucky.
Diesel's like $4.15.
Oh, lucky.
And of course now. Both of my vehicles, which run on diesel, need fuel.
Yeah.
You know, it was $3.65 last week. It's $4.15.
Oh, 2 weeks ago when I was in Texas, because Jeff asked me, he's like, what's gas down there? I was like, I think it's like $3.15 or whatever. Because in Texas, it was like $2.50. Yeah. So now they're probably scraping $3.15 and we're at $4.
Morgan's light is on the VW and the fucking needle's bobbing in the F-250.
Well, Morgan's Volkswagen, because I've done it in my 2018 Jetta. I drove from Cape Coral to Valdosta, Georgia on a single tank of gas in the Volkswagen.
I was going to say, doesn't diesel get better fuel
mileage? I'm sorry, that's not, mine's not even diesel. Mine's regular. So if I can get that gas mileage on regular 87, imagine what he can get on his diesel. He can probably drive to New York on a tank of gas.
Yeah.
So if I don't drive it like a race car, which, you know, it's crazy for, you know, a diesel. The thing is super zippy.
Is it a four-cylinder?
It is.
Turbo?
Okay. Four-cylinder turbo, yeah. I think it's a 2-liter.
2.4?
And probably.
Yeah, because my old Jetta, before my 2015 Jetta, before the turbo, was like a 2.5. And then they knocked it down like a 2.3 or 2.4 with the turbo. It was faster than my 2.5.
Yeah. But if I was to drive 65 or 70 miles an hour, It would get 50 miles to the gallon.
I think in my Tundra, I get like 8 or 12.
Well, in my truck, I get 12. But in my truck, I could change my oil and dump the oil in the fuel tank with a little bit of regular gas,
mm-hmm.
and it'll burn it.
I was going to say, you could put that biodiesel shit in there. They probably not have much problem.
I could probably take a leak in the tank after a night of drinking, and it would burn
it'll still fire up.
Not that we're planning on this, but since, hey, we're at war, the gas prices are going through the roof, and it's going to feel like it's 2012 all over again, do yourself a favor and download the Upside app. That's right. The Upside app is what it says it is. You go, you're on your app, you're looking for gas, you pull it up, it shows you the closest gas station, you hit claim, you go pay for your gas, take a picture of the receipt, upload it, and lo and behold, they will put money in your bank account, your account, that you can transfer or choose gift cards. You don't have to choose a gift card. You can transfer the money after you get the $10 directly to your bank account. There's no pop-ups. There's no advertisements. Clearly, they're making money from the gas stations as a form of advertisement. And it works great. So if you guys want to try it out, there's no reason not to. Please use the invite code DIGITAL. 9684. I guess 410 wasn't available. That's DIGITAL 9684, and that'll tell them that we sent you. Carrie's brother does. He drives a dually. He does demo, destroys houses and shit. He says when he fills that thing up, his dually, he literally gets $10 back per fill up, which when you're spending $90, $100, $10. You do that once or twice a week. That, and once again, this isn't, you know, oh, you got to watch 5 ads and then no, you literally take a picture, or you can add your debit card, but I just take a picture of the receipt, upload it, and like 2 days, you get money back. I've only been using a few months and I only fill up like once every, you know, maybe twice a week. I've already cashed out $10 and I got another $8.96. And well, furthermore, now they offer restaurants, groceries, convenience stores. So there's more than just gas. You literally just go on here. Like right now, if I go to groceries, if I go to the Fresh Market right now, I get 27% cash back on whatever I buy at the Fresh Market.
What about your Publix?
You think Publix is going to pay for that sort of thing? This is people who...
Well, especially not when you're there 18 times a week.
Yeah, I'd get rich on that. But no, it's basically the people who own these stores, they pay Upside as a form of advertisement, and then you get a little kickback. And so, did I tell you guys about the taco debacle before I went to Texas?
No.
Let me set this up. Let me show you the photo so you can understand. Oh, by the way, last episode we were talking about One Crazy Summer, and it popped up on TikTok. So then I actually watched it again. It was fun. It's actually on Roku TV if you guys are interested. And then, interestingly enough, on my TikTok page, I've been getting Better Off Dead, The More You Know facts. Okay, so the day before...
Do you know the value of...
This is pure snow. Do you know the street value of this mountain? So
I got that one, too. I think we probably got the same one.
So before I went to Texas the night before, Carrie was hankering some tacos. And so I went down to the old taco joint referred to as Bubbaco Burritos. They're out of New Jersey.
I'll go down.
And I ordered what I always order. I ordered myself a steak burrito and I ordered Carrie to the 3 taco special. Now, I don't know if this cat had just went outside and blew a joint. I don't know if he just stopped giving a shit, but he was the only one there. He has the container, plastic container with the smooth bottom. He puts the 3 tacos in there and a handful of shells, and the tacos fall over, as tacos are tend to do. This is why Ortega had the flat tacos you can buy to make from home to keep from falling over. Or if you're one of those bougie white families, you got the little stainless steel W that held the tacos up.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't the case. Tacos fell down. Now, a normal person would put the plate on the countertop, hold the taco shell, and proceed to make the tacos. This young man did not. He decided to hover his tacos and take a 1-cup ladle of white rice and just drop it in the opening of the taco shells laying on their side. And I'm like, okay, well, he has rubber gloves on. Maybe not that this is the proper way to make tacos, but maybe he'll take his rubber glove fingers and kind of press it down there. He did not. He looked at me and says, black beans or brown beans? I'm like, black beans. Same 1-cup scoop. One dry cup of rice and a taco, not a burrito, a fucking taco. Then black beans. And I stopped him. I said, how is anybody supposed to eat that? Huh? How is anybody supposed to eat that? Because this is for Carrie. I just see her picking these things up and just getting black beans all over. And keep in mind, we haven't gotten to the barbacoa, the pico, the sour cream, the cheese, or the guac. We're just talking rice and beans.
The base.
So what protein you want on that? I said, I don't. What do you mean? Sir, I ordered three tacos, not a fucking taco salad. I ain't buying that shit. Whoa, man, it ain't that bad. He covers the lid up. And I said, open that shit up and took a picture. Oh, man, it's not even like that. What about the burrito? I said, sir, you work in a taco shop. Learn how to make fucking tacos. And I fucking left. Now, the reason I was even more angry is I knew this meant I had to go to Chipotle. And we've already had endless discussions on how those bastards can't make a burrito save their fucking life. So not only did I have to leave, but then he forced me to have to go to Chipotle. And so I send this picture to my brother, and his reply is, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
Can you see it?
What the fuck is that?
That is three taco shells with rice, black beans, some nacho chips. And as I stated before, we hadn't even gotten to the protein, the pico, the sour cream, the guacamole, the cheese. Could you imagine what that taco would look like with all that shit on it?
So you know what that is, gentlemen?
That's a taco
that
salad.
That is zero fucks to give.
That is a taco. That's the starting of a taco salad. All he had to do was get a spoon and crush those tortillas. He was going to sell it to me. And by the way, this is the type of place that's $18 worth of tacos right there. This isn't Taco Bell where he's going to charge me $4.
Hell nah.
You go there and you buy two tacos and you're 20, you know, that taco tray and my burrito, that's $30 all day long. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And those ladies in line behind me, and I was like, good luck. And I fucking bounced. And I'm sure everybody thought I was an asshole. But you know what?
Yeah, that's Chinotle.
Let me clear your palate. The very next day, I'm in Texas at San Antonio, and I go to this little taco shop across from the Alamo. Mm-hmm. Now, who knows how to make tacos, boys, but Texans. This was the palate cleanser I got the next day. Now, this, fellas, that's a fucking taco right there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's look at all that steak. Fucking steak.
You know what that's called?
Fucking Kevin. Good.
They called that the Babe Ruth taco. Wow. Apparently he loved to get steak tacos when he came to San Antonio.
That's awesome.
I had three of those.
That's a freaking taco. Like that's a
you have like two of those
and that's like you're full.
That's pico, that's steak. Technically it's Tex-Mex because as we've said before, there's no
dairy. Is that
product.
Like a third of an avocado?
Yeah,
on there?
A third of a fresh, not a squirt of pre-made. No, that is a fresh slice of avocado. There's some fresh cilantro on there. There's cheese. There's some onions. That is the perfect taco.
That's pretty dope, man.
So make my daily phone call home. What do you want for dinner? I want tacos. Fuck. So I go to Barbecue Burritos, walk in, there's a nice young lady behind the counter, and there's a dude back in the corner. I'm looking at him, he's looking at me, I looked at him, he looked at me. I said, hey, are you the guy yelled at about my tacos?
Alas.
He's like, yeah, why? He started walking, he's like, you want three more tacos? I said, not if you're making them. And to give him credit, he said, oh, man, I've been practicing ever since you left. I said, well, that's good to hear. Maybe the next time I'll go in, I'll give him a chance. But I was waiting. I had that photo at the ready. I was waiting for the manager or the girl to say, what happened? But no one did. Oh, I was going to show him, here's your taco, and here's the taco I got from Texas. But didn't have that. And I'll say the young lady, she put the tray on the table, held the taco with her hand, and made three perfectly fucking beautiful tacos. And like I said, I don't know if this kid was stoned that day, didn't give a shit, but you guys saw the horrible excuse. And once again, that was just two ingredients. That literally would have been a taco bowl if I would have accepted that nonsense. And Carrie would have been pissed when she opened that up. Like, that's literally, that would have been a handful of guacamole, sour cream, and black beans.
Good for you.
It may make me a dick, but honestly, it's like
justice is.
And to be fair to me, I gave him the opportunity to look down and say, oh, fuck, my bad, bro. Because I was like, seriously, how's anybody supposed to eat that? He goes, huh?
Cole's making your fucking tacos.
Yeah, I just made him say, oh, my bad, bro. Hold on, dude. No, man, I done fucked these up. No, you're right, bro. No, he looked down and asked me, what protein you want? And then when I took pictures, like, no, man, it's not even like that.
It's not that bad.
I gave him, like,
dude, you're a dick.
You dick.
Yeah, I gave him the opportunity to shake the buzz off, look down and realize this table of slop he's going to give me. And he just couldn't see his way through that forest. And that's when I just said, dude, you work at a taco shop. I've worked at Wendy's. I've worked at Italian Oven. I've worked at Little Caesars. You know, not that those are high value places, but Wendy's used to be premium back in the day. Now they're in between Burger King and McDonald's. I think Burger King's number one in charge now between those three. And I worked at the busiest Wendy's in the state of Ohio. Dude, you can't. And I was selling shit that cost 99 cents. You're selling me $14 worth of slop. Come on. And you know he's going to want a $5, $10 tip on top of that. No fucking way, dude. You're making tacos. It's not that fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Put the plate down, hold the shell with your left hand, pour the crap in there, and move on with your life. It shouldn't be that difficult, but it's just like shit's way too expensive to be fine. Now, I'm not saying we weren't assholes. One of the things that annoyed the shit out of us. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I get your order? Yeah, can I get a chicken nugget? Sure thing, sir. We give him one fucking chicken nugget. But once again, the shit was 99 cents. It's a fucking joke. This ain't like a $9. Can I get a cheeseburger, no cheese? Oh, a hamburger, sir? Sure thing.
Oh, my God.
We had a drunk guy came through. Yeah, let me get a Dave's double with a Budweiser. Oh, that's McDonald's, sir. They said, okay, thanks, bro. Yeah.
Terrible.
Can I get a junior bacon? You can pay for one, but you can't get one. I did that to my daughter all the time. We'd be so. Can I have a two? No, you can pay for one, but you can't have it. It annoys the shit out of her. I don't know. Maybe next time I'll give the young lad an opportunity, and if he gives me another bowl of slop, I just won't pay for it. I'm like, come on, dude.
I know this dude. I've been friends with him for. I don't want to say friends. We used to be friends. Now we're reduced down to acquaintances. And we don't even talk. Like I haven't talked to this guy in 15 years. And he's the
Would you recognize him if you walked past him in Publix?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd recognize him because he's a unique individual. Yeah. He's one of these dudes that still acts like he's 2000s gangster hip hop. You know, shops in the big and tall, still wears the baggy shorts.
Oh, he's loving it now. The 90s is coming back. I mean, it's 2000s right around the corner.
Right.
So still the bandana like tied that. In the front.
Yeah. He's got gold on the front.
Yeah. Still talks like that. Types like that. Because I'm still friends with him on social media. Types like that. And he's the kind of guy that.
His fucking
Google nobody search. Wants to hang out with him.
His Google spell check gave up years ago. Like, dude, I've been trying. I'm done. I'll disable myself. Thanks.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that nobody really wants to hang out with him. And he posts regularly.
Man, I miss my bros. Man, I miss everybody. Nobody comes to hang out with me.
Still works fast food. Has no aspirations to do anything, only wants to sit around, smoke weed, and fucking talk shit, and woe is me, and then posts on social media all the time that, you know, I don't understand what the problem is. I don't, you know, why? How come nobody wants to hang out with me?
Blah, because blah, blah, no blah, one blah. Wants to hang out with a 30-year-old who's the same person they were at 18.
Exactly.
You're supposed to mature.
So we're talking.
Grow the shit. Fuck up. Grow up.
So we're talking quit line cook fast food, right?
No, huh? He's probably not even. Lion cook takes fucking skill.
See, so we're talking fries.
I don't want to. I'll say barista. Barista, a chain of baristas, you know.
And this drink. Is a 19. Every time I walk into a green coffee shop with the aprons, I just get so disappointed.
It's not that one.
I know. He probably works like the beanery. He's not good enough for Starbucks. But Starbucks used to pride themselves on speed. That was in their commercials. This is a little, you're probably too young to realize this, but Morgan, especially coming from fucking Oregon, I mean, and in Washington State area, you're basically ground zero from Starbucks in the 90s. That was their thing on TV shows like 30 something and Felicity. They would walk into Starbucks and it was yelling fast. Here's your shit. Here's your shit. Don't slow down. Now it's like,
wasn't that a phrase too? Starbucking?
Probably.
When it came to like industry type stuff. Like,
yeah, you were supposed to get in, get out.
Expanding and expanding. And
yeah,
stuff.
People were on the way to work. People were on lunch break. You had to get them in, get them out. Now it's just like.
So growing up in Portland and being a teenager in the late 80s, early 90s, I never went to a Starbucks till I moved to Florida. Because you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting, 15 coffee trailers, whatever.
What's up, everybody? I hope you're enjoying the content. Listen, do us a huge favor. As you know, we here at D410 Media, we use a lot of Cask King products. We love Cask King, but we want to share those products with you. So head over to d-410.com/fish. Click on the link. Go visit Cask King's website and their ever-growing catalog of fishing gear, apparel, plus much more. They got everything from shirts to fillet knife kits to line spoolers, fishing rods, everything you need, hats, sunglasses, everything you need to go fishing at a super affordable price, quality stuff. We've been using them for over 4 years. Like, subscribe, and please go to d-410.com/fish. Thanks.
And the original Starbucks actually didn't even make coffee. They sold coffee and spices. The original Starbucks is still around. Yeah. But yeah, originally it was you buy
coffee beans
and like oregano.
But I did go, I don't know, 7-8 years ago to the original Starbucks in Pike's Place and got a coffee just so I could say I did. But, it was just average corporate.
Well, the mistake you made, and by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but Starbucks has dropped the word coffee from their name because they sell more milkshakes and shit. You don't go to Starbucks if you're looking for black coffee. You go to Dunkin' Donuts or your local gas station. Yeah. You'll get a far better black coffee.
You go there for bullshit.
You go there when you want something with shots of fucking espresso in it. You want a milkshake with some espresso in it, because that's basically what I get. I get a white chocolate mocha, and then they'll fuck up and give me a regular chocolate. I'm like, this just tastes like hot chocolate. At least the white, I'm lying to myself. The white chocolate.
I didn't know
tastes
you
like,
were a basic white girl.
Oh, I'm super basic. I'm so basic. I don't change. I got the when I went to California from Ohio and went to computer school, it was the first time I walked to a Starbucks, and the venti white mocha hot is what the guy who ran my school ordered. Because I've never been to Starbucks. I didn't want to be the... I already had my Ohio accent. I didn't want to look like a complete fucking Cal Herd, right? Well, what do I get? So I just copied his order. I've been getting the same thing ever since. I've been getting the same exact order from Starbucks since 2002. But to be fair, I've been ordering the same shit from Subway since 1997. I either get a meatball sub or a spicy Italian. That's it.
I like the large caramel iced latte. That's it.
By the way, if you're ordering anything from Subway other than a meatball sub or an Italian... You have no room to complain about the quality. This tuna tastes funny. Yeah, no shit. It's Subway. This crab deluxe tastes. Yeah, it's imitation crab. It's Subway. Either get cold cuts or meatballs. Other than that, leave it the fuck alone. You should not be going to Subway and ordering anything but a meatball sub or an Italian. That's it.
They've been pulling from the same tuna stock since 1989.
Same chicken salad sandwich. Leave it be, dude. In the words of Stan Haney, don't eat anything mayonnaise based from that place. No mayonnaise based salads.
Didn't they have a thing about egg salad sandwiches and some? Or something?
Well, I'm the same thing.
Salad sandwiches.
I'm the same way, and it drives Carrie crazy. I don't like mayonnaise based salads.
Yeah,
I don't like potato salad. I don't like macaroni salad. I don't like egg salad. And Carrie's like, well, cheap coleslaw. I'm like, well, it's fucking different. She's like, it has mayonnaise in it. I'm like, it's not cold and slimy. She's like, you eat raw potatoes, but you won't eat potato salad. I'm like, exactly. Well,
and coleslaw is not thick.
No.
Coleslaw is more runny and like water-based. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it has mayonnaise in it, it's still like, it's thin.
Well, and the other thing
everything
is,
everything else that you just mentioned is thick.
I don't
because
like
of the mayonnaise.
I don't like eating cold hot foods.
Cold hot foods? Like, yes. so you don't do cold pizza?
I don't do cold. No, I'll microwave
that
motherfucker.
We talked about that actually recently. Yeah.
I don't drink cold coffee. I want my, unless the potatoes raw and at room temperature, I want my potatoes hot. I don't eat cold mashed potatoes. Why would I want cold mashed potatoes? And why would I want cold potatoes and cold ass mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I don't eat cold macaroni and cheese. I warm the shit up. Why don't I eat cold macaroni crammed in mayonnaise? I don't like hot foods that are cold. I don't like gazpacho. Warm that shit up. I'm trying to think of what hot food I'll eat cold, and pretty much nothing. What's a hot food you would eat cold, Morgan? Don't say pizza.
Pizza, yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
That was a
but
trope.
I mean, that's it.
But remember, like, in the late 90s, everything was, it was like a sitcom thing. Oh, I love frozen pizza. I love cold pizza. Or cold pizza. Like, it became a thing. It's like, why? It's fucking gross.
Oh, I don't love cold pizza, but I'll eat it. You know, if I'm too lazy to put it in the microwave and warm it up or in the air fryer or something. But
I'll drink a room temperature Gatorade, but I won't drink a cold coffee.
Yeah, see, I won't drink warm Gatorade. That tastes like shit.
So it's cold coffee.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you know, iced coffee is stupid.
I like it. It's delicious.
It's because you're a basic bitch.
That's right. I am a basic bitch. I'm a basic white girl.
So I've successfully sat through 106 minutes and 42 seconds of this podcast without having to take a break to run to the bathroom.
Good for you.
Gone.
So...
The old Sunday shutdown had you running for it, huh?
No, well, what it is I've been, despite the fact you can't really tell when you look at me from the side in my gut because of the Mountain Dew I still drink, I've been actively trying to reduce my carb intake. And so I've been eating more, you know, straight protein. And so for lunch, hamburger, no bun, just hamburger and cheese. I think Monday night we had Mission Barbecue. So I just had coleslaw and... the brisket. Over the weekend, I think I had pork chops or a steak, no carbs. I think maybe on Friday we had pizza, but today I had Chick-fil-A. So today is basically the first day in 5 days I've had starches and carbs, which i.e. French fries in the bun. And it could, I don't know if it's that or just something at Chick-fil-A, but I've been in the fucking bathroom like 6 times since 6 o'clock up until before this podcast. I'm like, I'm dying over here. I'm like, 3 shots of Pepto's and 6 Tums into it right now just to stabilize my stomach. And the only thing I can attribute it to is it has to be the sudden intake of the gluten and the carbs and shit. I don't know. But yeah.
Could very well be. I need to try and get back onto the protein diet.
Well, what concerns me too is my mom is getting to an early advanced age. She's already showing early signs of dementia.
Yeah.
Sister took her to the doctors and she went to use the bathroom. And 20 minutes later, they found her in my mom's car. She wasn't sure why she was there. But my mom, going back to when I was a kid with her husbands, they always basically all every dude she's ever been with has been some sort of alcoholic. And so they always burned a midnight oil. She's always been a night owl in her own words. And so they'd eat dinner at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, like cook steak, potatoes, and corn. And fucking eating and then going to bed and that shit just rotting in their stomachs. And then just drinking sweet iced tea with 2 scoops every fucking glass, you know, just sugar out the ass. You guys saw when I was up there last year, I posted the video about why is it when I was running, all my Pandora ads were for Ozempic. Then I Googled it and I realized Kentucky's the 7th fattest state in the country per capita. And I was like, well, that's why they have so many Ozempic ads up here. It was on the YouTube commercials or Ozempic. All my Pandora, and this is before, you know, this was a year ago before everybody and their grandmother started taking Ozempic. It was, and I mean, it was, you know, $1,200 a month. It's like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money yearly. And this isn't something you just.
I just thought it was all the commercials because I was fat. I don't know.
No, well, you live in a fat state too.
They really targeted you.
I do, yeah. Yeah, but, they're like, hey, fat ass, you need this fucking.
Well, the reason I bring that up is. For like the last 2.5 years, more and more brain folk they're starting to call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. They're really finding a strong corollary between high sugar and carb intake, because carbs turn into sugar, and poor carb-based, over carb-based and sugar-based diets in correlation to people who get early Alzheimer's. And not only that, but the increase of the amount of people who are getting Alzheimer's.
And well, but so, if you look at what we eat now, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like when, like, my grandparents, you know, when they would have steak and potatoes and whatever, you know. Now everything is, you know,
hormones, ultra processed.
Well, yeah, and it's processed. Yeah, processed foods.
And then the cows themselves are eating genetically modified corn, and it's just all passing mm-hmm. down. And to Morgan's point, they say, we already know that the apples, here's a thought. Have you guys had this thought yet? Mike, your kid, when he's our age, will not remember what an apple core was. When's the last time you ate an apple?
It's been a while.
Go buy an apple.
Actually, it was actually a few weeks ago, but
they're genetically modified. They're no longer seed bearing, so they don't have a core. You can eat the whole damn thing almost.
Really?
Yeah, because
the core of an apple was always usually hard.
Because that's where the seeds were. That was the uterus, if you will, of the apple. Bob. I've got the bagels.
Oh my goodness!
But to protect their investment, all these fruits and vegetables are non-seed bearing, so that you can't buy them and take the seeds and plant them. They're all sterile. That's why,
seedless watermelon and shit like that.
Yeah. Too. They're all seedless. That's why I used to joke around like 10 years ago, Glenn Beck, when he was super on his way to going crazy, he would have these commercials for buying non-hybrid seeds so that you could plant corn and then plant more, because you can't go to Publix and plant corn from that or get seeds from your apples. And if you think about it, I remember eating a Fiji apple or one of those Honeycrisp, and there's a little strand of it, but compared to like real apples, there's almost no core now. You can eat the whole damn thing through because there's no seeds.
The core was like this big around,
Now it's like that because there's no seeds, and obviously it doesn't have the housing for the seeds. And so, but yeah, our food is so crazy. It's kind of scary. It's kind of crazy to think that our fruit, and we've all seen this in the news, but the fact that our Fruit Loops can't be sold in the United Kingdom. They have actually, you know, General Mills makes a whole different batch for them because they don't allow
pretty much anything outside of the U.S.
They don't allow the bright food dyes. And so when you take a bowl of Fruit Loops you buy from the, you know, United Kingdom versus here, theirs looks like it's dyed with real Cheerios. Fruits, and ours looks like it's dyed with chemical compounds to make it brighter. I remember when, back in my day, even when I was growing up in the 90s, my grandma was talking about making comments about how quickly young ladies were developing back then compared to when she was a kid, you know, and how quickly they were maturing. And like, there was a concern about girls were basically developing way quicker and younger than formerly because of all the hormones and the food and shit. So it's been going on a while. So hopefully we can kind of reel the shit in, but yeah, and we've discussed it before. Even if you're not going to do it, just pretend like you're on a diet and walk into a gas station and ask yourself, what could I actually buy in here? Bottled water, unsweet tea, and maybe if you can find some raw salted onion almonds that aren't covered in dill and sugar. I mean, literally, even our nuts are, you know, deep fried and shit. So it's like you walk in.
God dang it, that hurt.
And American Spirit cigarettes.
Is it
that? Oh, natural.
Well, that's the ironic thing too, right? It's like the anti-smoking ads. Mike, you may be young enough to remember this. Remember the Truth ads, Morgan? So when we had the Great American Smoke Out and we start seeing all these advertisements on...
Which was every day for me in high school.
Yeah. You would see these ads on TV and the radio, Truth, and they were anti-cigarette ads.
Mm-hmm.
That came out of a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, based on the money paid for that. But have you noticed that those ads haven't gone away even though no one smokes? Now they're going after vape. Mm-hmm. And they're having these, oh, vaping's bad for you. Well, it's not, actually, it's not, but because you guys get funding from anti-tobacco and now no one's smoking, you're making this correlation because of the nicotine, and you need your company to stay in business, so you got to go after nicotine. But most honest doctors will tell you that nicotine is actually good for you. It was just the delivery system of the cigarettes that was bad for you. So now you're taking the carcinogen out of you. And if you actually get real pure nicotine, like from Zyns, and not like, you know, Zane's shitty knockoffs from Alabama, but get some Zyns, it's supposed to actually be pretty decent for you if you can handle the speed buzz. And so there's actually...
Well, yeah, isn't naturally nicotine is good for a lot of different things?
Yeah.
It just depends on how you actually... ingest.
Just like black, it's actually used medically.
Yeah, just right. Like black coffee. If you get black coffee, no sugar, just straight up black coffee, next to water, it's like the healthiest thing you can drink. Yeah. They actually say for every glass cup of black coffee you have a day, you reduce your chance of heart disease. Caffeine.
Oh, my heart must be healthy as shit then.
Mm-hmm. And so I double down on mine. I put one pack a day. And the first coffee a day, I put Knox gelatin in it, which we've discussed before, which is pure collagen, which is good for your hair, your skin, your joints. And then I put a shot of CMT oil in it, which is coconut oil, which is pure fat. And they've also shown in studies that people with cognitive issues, they see improvement by consistent consumption of CMT oil. And so I basically turn my coffee into a poor man's super health drink by putting in Knox gelatin and CMT oil.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make some health adjustments and whatnot because.
Yeah, do it while you're young, Mike.
I got diagnosed with, I don't know if you know what dyslipidemia is.
You know what you get when you forgot to put the little traction things on the bottom of your shower?
Very funny. No, it's actually. It's caught, you know, because I've been fat for...
Since you got out of the Army?
Actually, I started getting fat while I was still in.
That's right, you did work in the
military. My PT scores were not good towards the end. But yeah, I found out, because I actually have to go talk to my doctor next week. But yeah, I saw my medical profile because I was going through all the rigmarole to, you know, handle the appointment, making sure everything's still accurate because I haven't seen him in 9 months. And I saw on there that he said that I have dyslipidemia.
Isn't it crazy that he didn't actually talk to you about it because they don't have enough time? He just slipped it in your portal.
Well, the problem was he ordered blood work, mm-hmm. and then I had an appointment and they rescheduled it like 3 times. And when it got rescheduled because season hit and all of the, you know, his patients from up north came down.
Damn snowbird.
So regular old me, you know, 30, almost 34 year old, you know, in relatively decent health gets pushed out because all the old fucks from up north have to fucking come in and take my time slot. Mm-hmm. So they pushed me out. Well, when I had my appointment come up, I missed it. And,
as you do.
And so I had to get it rescheduled, and it was going to be another 3 or 4 months away. So the blood work got done and he went over it and went, you know, he did actually go through it, and I messaged him a few times and we didn't discuss that, but that was added to my health record. And dyslipidemia is, what did they say that it was? It doesn't cause any symptoms until it's severe. It's a silent chronic elevation of blood fats that damage arteries over time.
Ooh, boy, howdy.
And symptoms only appear after significant life-threatening complications occur, such as heart disease or stroke, and can include like chest pains, leg pain while walking. Ooh. And something else. I got to do some lifestyle changes here because it's very manageable, you know, and in some cases, depending on how far along it is, it's a reversible condition. But if I don't do something about it, it could turn into a cardiovascular problem. So,
and I was actually thinking about this today. As you guys know, I'm an Adidas guy. I've never been a Nike guy, and I remember when the Nike Just Do It campaign came out. And I always thought that was the dumbest shit ever. Because I wasn't an athlete. I didn't get it. Just do it. What, just do Nike? Why just do Nike?
Yeah.
10 years ago, I started running, working out. And so how do you find time to do it? How are you working 40 hours a day plus going and running all these miles? And I'd say, you just do it. And I'm like, those sons of bitches. That's where it came
it
from.
Finally clicked.
They weren't telling you to do Nike. The thing was, how do you find, you just fucking do it.
Just do it.
See, that's the problem. It was Nike. Just do it. No, it should be Nike. Just do it. See, it was the inflection that was wrong.
Yeah.
If they would have changed the inflection on it to Nike, just do it. Then we'd, I get it. But no, Nike, just do it. It's like, I don't want to wear Nike. But at the end of the day, it's like, how do you do X, Y, Z? Just fucking do it. It sucks. Yeah. And where you guys don't realize you have an advantage because you're service people. One of the things I figured out as a service person, I don't look at working out as something I have to do. It's another job that I have to complete. It's another hour worth of work that I have to complete before my day is done.
Yeah.
And if you look at it like this, like, fuck, I got one more job at 8 o'clock I got to do. I'm going to go home, eat dinner, go do this job for an hour, and then I'll go home and relax. And if you look at it like just another job you have to do, and as long as you get your family behind you, right? Because that's the hardest part. Even if it is real work, I've always said there's nothing worse. Women, if you're listening, all three of you, and guys too, if you're the stay-at-home dad, when your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your whatever calls you and says, hey, I got to work on Saturday, or hey, I got work hours, don't say, oh, man, what the fuck? Because trust me, you know who doesn't want to be there? Them.
Yeah.
When they're on the clock putting in the overtime and you're giving them a hard time about never being home, they get it because they're the one not at home. Mm-hmm. You're at home pissed off that they're not there, but you're at home enjoying the ability to be pissed off at them from your bed or your couch. It's that person who's working the third shift at a gas station or having to cover for Steve for because, you know, whatever. So, it's just – so if your family gets behind it and they accept the fact that, it's just one more thing the dad has to do before he, you know, can settle in for the night, that's the – and it's important because – it's a lifestyle change. And you said it, you can't look at it as a diet. You can't look at it as an exercise routine. No, it's fucking what I have to do. Just like I would be working out after this podcast tonight, but I made a mistake of doing fucking 25-pound goblet squats and lunges the other day. And my quads are killing me. I'm walking around like I just gave birth yesterday, but that was 2 days ago. Now today I woke up this morning. Oh, my quads are fucking killing me. But in the words of Nike, just fucking do it.
Let's do it.
I told Carrie I wanted to get my first tattoo on my leg. You can only see it when I'm wearing my running shorts. It says, do hard things. And she's like, that sounds gay. Thanks for your support.
She's got a point.
I thought it was classy. Because I thought it was classier than do hard shit or don't be a bitch. Because do hard things is basically saying don't be a bitch. And I figure if I get don't be a bitch on my leg, and then when I'm 80, I'm at a nursing home, and some poor fucking girl's got to change my diapers, and she's mad, and then she'll say don't be a bitch. It might be more offensive, but it says don't. If she says do hard things, and it'll be kind of uplifting and supportive.
Hey, as long as it's on the front of your leg and not the back of your leg.
That's the thing too. I was thinking about getting it upside down.
You don't want to have somebody reading that going, do hard things.
Well, I was thinking about doing it too.
Oh, stop.
Once again, you only see it because my running shorts are short, but I was thinking about doing it upside down. So when I'm leaned over panting, like, this fucking sucks. I'm 16 miles into this. I look down and right there, do fucking hard things. And I get up and go instead of, you know, don't be a bitch. But yeah.
Well, one of my wife's tattoos is the, I guess the national symbol or the whatever you would call it for hospitality is a pineapple.
Mike,
we know what else is. We know what else is associated.
Was pineapple upside down by any chance?
So when she got the tattoo, she got it. You know, when her arms are down, it's right side up. But when she's sitting at her desk, it's fucking upside down.
Oh my gosh, that's too much.
And she works at a place that offers space to random people.
Yeah.
On a lease. Yeah. So, what you and your husband doing this weekend?
Yeah.
They're the friendliest people ever.
Yeah, right. And I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cool." And she's like, "Yeah, but it's upside down when my arm's up." And I was like, "Oh no."
You remember Gabby from 99X, the DJ? She worked at
Oh
K-Rock
yeah.
too. She had she got
Hi,
like this
Gabby.
she got like this lily pad or like water lily, but it was all green. And DC used to bust her balls, and it looked like a Brussels sprout. It looked like a Brussels sprout tattooed on her forearm.
So
That's funny.
that's the one thing that I thought really, really deeply before I got my tattoo. And, you know, I mean, I waited 48 years to have something significant enough to get, but I got mine. I don't know if y'all can see it, but I got
Your
US.
name tapes.
Yeah. And then the top date is my enlistment date. The middle one is my oldest boy, and the bottom one is my youngest boy. So,
What's underneath that? It looks like red silhouettes of Hummers or something. What's the red stripe
that's
part?
the dates.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because like they might have
Yeah,
been spelled
it's
the enlistment
and
dates.
it's in
Gotcha.
that's in the old school typewriter
I gotcha.
type, you know, that they used on my, you know, my enlistment or, you know, my military ID.
Yeah.
And actually my youngest son got so pissed because we were supposed to get our first tattoo together. And I was so proud that, you know, the second that he shipped to boot camp or to basic training, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get this tattoo. And I sent him a picture of it, and he's like, oh dad, I'm so mad. So he sends a picture to his mom. He's like, hey, what do you think about if we got this exact, you know, both of us got this same tattoo on our shoulder blades? And she's like, that's great. So she tells me one day, it's like, yeah, Ev and I are going to go get tattoos. And I'm like, what? And so I asked him about it, and he's like, yeah, dad, you sold me out. So I'm going with mom.
There you go.
You know, screw you.
I was listening to the reason I was flipping through my phone is I wanted to play it because I sent it to you guys. Before we wrap it up, last week we were talking about how hey, Juggalos may be off of the domestic terrorist watch list because of the TSA gentleman. And then the other day I sent you guys and I went back, Mike, and I rewatched it. It is Army. There's a bunch of Army cadets
Yeah. Oh
marching
yeah, I saw
and
that.
they're using the whoever's in charge of the cadence decided to use ICP's My Axe Is My Body. And so now we have confirmed TSA members who are juggalos and some juggalo somewhere is running cadence at Army boot camp and has their platoon or battalion doing cadence to My Axe Is My Body.
I thought that was cool that their official, was it TikTok account or whatever, had
ICP's
actually
posted it, yeah.
posted that on there. That was Right.
It's hard to hear, but yeah,
Yeah.
you can definitely if you know the song, especially when you do that. Juggalos, you've come a long way, baby. And that's gonna wrap it up for this episode. Thank you guys so much for hanging out for another episode of the What's in Your Head podcast. Please head over to whatsinyourhead.com and check out the What's in Your Head YouTube channel and like and subscribe and see the video versions of these podcasts. And send us an email to info at d-410.com. And until then, for myself, Mike, and Morgan Long, we will talk to you all next week.
This has been a Digital 410 production.